welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to encourage your horse to listen more. So a common problem that's faced by dressage riders is that of losing their horse's attention. Now this can be particularly problematic in the competition environment and can lose you many marks during a dressage test. So what can you do to persuade your horse to listen more? That's what we're going to discuss in today's podcast episode. Firstly, let's discuss why does your horse lose his concentration? Because before you can begin to work on making your horse more attentive, you need to understand what's causing him to lose focus. Now, there are many things that can cause your horse's attention to wander. Often, the horse will be distracted by some outside influence, such as another horse misbehaving in the warm-up arena or a flapping advertising banner outside the arena. Now, unfortunately, when a horse is focused on something that worries or excites them, he will automatically enter flight mode and will usually become tense and come off the aids. Now, if you have a young horse, he will find it difficult to concentrate for long periods, very similar to a human child. So you need to make sure that you include plenty of breaks in his schooling sessions and keep his lessons brief. And even the most obliging horse can become bored. So don't get into the habit of endlessly repeating the same exercise or your horse will just switch off. So when you are riding, be very aware and ask yourself the following questions. So number one, are you continually nagging with your lower leg so that your horse has become dead to the aid? Number two, are your aids clear and correct? And could the problem be that the horse doesn't understand what you're asking him to do and consequently does nothing? And number three, are you so busy with your leg and hand that the horse can't hear you clearly because of all the background noise that you're creating? So now let's discuss hot horses. Horses that become tense and hot when distracted are a problem for the dressage rider, because without relaxation and harmony between the horse and rider, none of the skills of training can be achieved. Now, hot horses often have sharp and curious minds, and a tactic that can be effective in bringing their attention back to you is to challenge them with difficult exercises that make them think. So try riding quick-fire combinations of lateral exercises. For example, a few steps of shoulder in, followed by a 10-metre circle, then some steps in traverse, and then a half pass. Next, change the rein through two 10-metre half circles and repeat the exercise again on the other rein. Now make sure that you never ride more than half alongside without putting in some sort of exercise or change of direction, but ensure that each movement is ridden smoothly and in a calm and consistent tempo. Now, although transitions are a great way to regain your horse's attention, it's probably better to avoid riding too many on a hot horse, especially between the paces, as this can sometimes serve to make the hot horse even more onward bound. Now, unless your horse has been extremely frightened by something, this strategy usually works very well. Now, don't expect the work to be of fabulous quality if your horse is tense. The objective of the exercise is to bring the horse's attention back to you. And when he settles and starts to work through properly, you can then demand better quality. So now let's move on to discuss the laid-back horse. Now, although a laid-back horse is in many ways easier to present in a dressage test than one that becomes hot and tense when distracted, the chilled-out type can often lose focus in different ways that can be just as problematic. Now, the most effective strategy to adopt with a lazy horse who switches off is to give him plenty of things to do, because trotting endless 20-metre circles will only send your laid-back horse to sleep. So transitions are a very useful tool that works well with the lazy horse. So don't allow your horse to take more than half a dozen strides without making a transition, either between the paces or within them. And include plenty of direct transitions in your repertoire too, for example walk to canter and halt to trot. These exercises can really get an inattentive horse on his toes and waiting for your next instruction. And also insist that your upward transitions are sharp and crisp and occur when you ask for them, not several strides after you apply the aid. And when you ride downward transitions, they should be forward. For example, the horse should not simply be allowed to jog from trot into walk, but should step forward into the transition and then march on with purpose and energy. And lots of changes of direction are very useful in keeping the laid-back horse focused on his rider. So try riding figures of eight in trot, asking for brisk working trot strides on the short sides, followed by a bold medium trot across the diagonal. So to wrap this episode up, how you keep your horse's attention largely depends on the character of your horse and the cause of his lack of focus. So first of all, work out why your horse loses his concentration and then use the tips above to help bring his attention back to you. Now, if you have any more questions when it comes to this podcast, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, please leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, competitions, training diaries, or free stuff that we have available, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.